Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Oh, where did you get that toilet paper? That's the best stuff I've ever seen.
Soft.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's a good thing I had a new cookbook to peruse while I was in there, too. That's right. Somebody turned off the Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, Kent Rollins is right along with us. This is a great story about his cast iron luggage.
I went to L.A. one time. There's some bad people in L.A. There's some good people. I didn't find none of them, but I know they're out there. Went in 1994 to do a cooking show with the Family Channel called Home and Family. It was hosted by Christina Ferrari and Michael Berger, both of who I knew not. He was a game show host at one time, and she was a cover girl model and was married to John DeLorean, the car man, and she was in one movie that I did know. It was J.W. Hooper. She was the hippie that was in the park. Well, anyway, the ad council pays me for this deal, and they pay well, and you people have luggage when y'all go. I have Dutch ovens. I have a box that I made that, you know how people treat luggage at the airports? They pick it up and they throw it. Well, I have a box. Just the box alone weighs 85 pounds. Then you put two Dutch ovens in there and it weighs 168 pounds. But I'm not as dumb as I was when I still was at the age of 7 and my older brother was with me all the time. I figured out that when you go to the airport and you go to weigh something, if it's over 68 pounds, you must pay freight. So the lady at the little ticket counter said, "Sir, does that weigh over 68? I said, "Ma'am, just a skosh." She said, "Let me put it over here." I said, "Let me get it for you, ma'am." And it's all I can do to lift 168 pounds left-handed and still grin like it ain't heavy. And I lay it over there where she can put them tags on it, hoping that she won't slip it over on them scales. And she goes on about her business, and here comes this big, healthy, strapping young man, and he's going to pick it up and put it on the conveyor belt. He can't pick it up. He said, "Sir, I think this weighs more than 68 pounds. I said, "Young fella, I don't know what they've been feeding you where you come from, but where I come from, that seems pretty light. I can pick it up one-handed." So one more time I done this and grinned as I carried it about from here to the other end down there and set it on that little belt. Got on the airplane, and I often watch these people throw luggage up on the little deal. And they had... And I don't mean this bad, but you must be of foreign descent to work in the L.A. airport, true? And one of these guys, whom spoke in an accent that I could not know, reached down there to get my luggage and throw it on this deal. And when he reached and got it, he just stayed there. And And I heard him. I couldn't read his lips. And he got two more to come over. And they was pointing at this box, and they was shaking their head, and it looked like they was at a funeral, carrying a casket. They all got a hope. Put it up there and set it down. We flew into Phoenix. I had a deal there. They went to unload all this stuff, you know, and get it down there. And a baggage cart in the big airports is like a hay elevator. It goes and drops and goes and drops. Did you know that from a mile off in the airport at Phoenix, you can hear Dutch ovens clang as they drop from one level to the next level to the next level, and then they slope about a 412 pitch. And the baggage, that good vinyl stuff and the stuff that y'all carry just slips down there with ease. But not a square box weighing 168 pounds. It rolls. And it clangs. And when it hits the little bumper, it falls in the floor. And people scatter. And ATF authorities come to greet you. And one of them asked, "What do you have in there?" I said, "Sir, I have Dutch ovens." "What are they?" At this point, I know this guy might be an overeducated idiot. I said, "They're cooking devices." He said, "We're going to have to look in there. Do you have the key?" I said, "Yes, sir, we're going to look in there because I think y'all might have damaged one of them." We open it up, flopped a little lid. It's just sort of like a casket. It just flops out there. It's packed with foam rubber, you know, and there was two of my little darling 16-inch ovens laying in there, just pretty as they could be, not hurting nobody. And what he said next, I still ain't got over. He said, "In any way could them be considered an explosive device?" You've met this guy. I said, "Do what?" He said, "You know, we have to have this security. In any way, can that be considered an explosive device?" I said, "Buddy, sit down over here. Me and you going to have to have a talk." I said, "The only way them can explode is if you get them too hot on the fire." That blowed his mind. He said, "You can't build a fire here." I said, "No, buddy, you ain't listening. I ain't wanting to build no fire here. I'm just wanting to get my stuff and go." He said, "We're going to have to call security." Here comes security. Put everything in the box. We went down. Y'all ever been downstairs in an airport? Down on the bottom ground below level where unexplained luggage lives forever. Nobody wants it. Nobody claims it. And they got these little wands they wand you with every step you take. They know your social security number before you even get it out. And a guy said, "You know," he said, "as long as you've been here," he said, "you would think that we could have figured you out by now, but," he said, "you really don't blend in here." I said, "Sir, I could stay here for 40 more years and ain't never going to blend in with y'all, I promise."
Yeah, can you imagine?
No,
flying with cast iron luggage. I don't know. And this was some time ago. He may not even be able to do that.
Probably
anymore.
Not.
He probably has to ship it wherever he goes.
What a pain in the neck.
Well, flying, period.
Is a pain in the neck.
Is a pain in the buttocks. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we are reviewing, like we really need to review,
right.
Comfort Food, The Cowboy Way. Backyard favorites, country classics, and stories from a ranch cook.
Yeah.
Kent Rollins and Shannon Rollins. Don't forget Shannon.
And they are the real McCoy.
You know they are. Yeah. Absolutely. There are some wonderful things in here. He's even got a section where he talks about nature's weather signs.
Oh, yeah. Really?
While pouring a cup of coffee, if the bubbles move to the outside, fair weather is ahead.
Oh.
If the bubbles move toward the middle, storms are coming.
You grab your hind end.
Oh, huh? There's a lot of wisdom in this. Yeah. But we need to end the show here.
What?
Yep. We're going to do it with D.W. Grothy. Yeah. You betcha. I eat meat.
I eat meat. I like it red, I like it dead, I like it plain and neat on my plate. Oh, I like to chew a little moo that now has turned to steak. I love meat. That old prime rib will fill my jib till I'm stretched out nice and tight. I eat meat most every night. Meat for breakfast, pretty good too. It's kind of fun, dig into a little bit of bacon, a couple of eggs, and ooh, 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 I like meat. Meat can't be beat. Don't care for veggies, they can stay on the ground. The only honest veggie I ever found was potatoes. Taters go with meat. Love me, baby, and you give a damn. You'll tickle my innards with a big old ham. It don't take much, heck, I ain't no glutton. I'll take a slice of that Montana mutton, or chicken or fish might be the dish. Make my heart go whoopity-wish. I'm an easy man for to cook and eat. All I need is a little bit of meat. I ain't talking hot dogs or bologna here, or that pulverized crap you slap on with a smear. I'm talking meats. Real steer, real eats. So slice it thick, slice it thin. Bread or not, I'll dive right in. When I get to heaven after I die, my first lunch there'll be a big ribeye. I like meat. Meat can't be beat. I love meat. Meat can't be beat. Although I can live without sushi.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Have to tell them how to get this book.
Got to tell them how to get the new cookbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Comfort Food the Cowboy Way, as well as getting, if you don't have all his cookbooks.
You need them all.
All right.
And like I say, put them under lock and key.
That's right. Hide them.
Yeah.
Faith, Family, and the Feast, and A Taste of Cowboy. Those are the name of the three cookbooks by Kent Rollins and Shannon Rollins.
We should go with Shannon first.
Yeah, we should. Shannon and Kent Rollins. Yeah,
so, there you go.
Okay, this is really tough.
Yeah.
Okay, this is how you get the cook.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's really, really hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. KentRollins.com. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Spell Rollins, R-O-L-L-I-N-S. KentRollins.com.
Cut.com.
Check out his YouTube channel.
And do that, absolutely.
Yeah. Cowboy
Very
Kent Rollins.
Very entertaining.
So go to YouTube, search Cowboy Kent Rollins. Every week he's got a great new video. Shannon is doing the filming, and she even adds a little commentary.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And they have guest appearances by their dogs.
Well, you know, and Kent's been on the Food Network.
He's
been on Chop.
Yeah.
And beat the Bobby Flay.
And he did. He beat Bobby Flay.
Kicked his butt
with his chicken fried
that's
steak.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. And also remember, Taste of Cowboy Cruise is coming up in January of 24.
That's right.
That is Kent Rollins, Bren Hill, and myself. We will all be cruising and entertaining. Kent is going to do some taste testing demonstrations and some cooking demonstrations. And then there will be entertainment and, watching Kent's YouTube channel.
You'll be very well entertained.
And I'll bet we'll be able to talk him into doing a happy dance.
Oh.
I'll bet you anything.
You get enough money together.
Yeah. Well, he does the dance at the end of every video. So
that's right.
I'll bet we can help you out there. So there you go, KentRollins.com.
Yep.
Cowboy Kent Rollins YouTube channel, Taste of Cowboy Cruise.
Taste of Cowboy Cruise.
That's right.
Andy, Bryn, and Kent. Man, you can't go wrong.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
In warm weather.
Hey, folks who want to stay tuned for next week.
We'll try this again.
That's right. Yeah.
All hat.
No horse. Okay, yeah. So stay tuned.
All right.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I doubt that's in the cookbook.
Is the weather coming back?
Yeah.